It was like my internal being, so hear this for yourself, my internal being clicked. And when I clicked, it's like completely sitting down in this awareness, completely into this incredible stillness and purity. And as I did, the whole spirit realm, which had prior to this, or during this as well, this experience with Jesus was raging because we were about to create content that glorifies Jesus for the media gate. As this happened, the whole spirit realm went silent. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's what's going to be a very special episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright. And today I really felt in the Lord's heart to share some of the journey that I've been on recently with Jesus and some of the revelation that he has given to me. And in that, there's a personal application for each one of us and an invitation from his heart. So to begin with, I will share what's been happening to me. But as I do, I just pray that you will really hear Jesus speaking to you. So open your heart if you can, and you're not driving and this can be you time. I encourage you, just listen to Jesus. Open your heart to him, meaning put your heart's attention back on him. Begin to tune in to what he's saying to you. We're in the most amazing time. There's all the drama, as we all know, of our lives personally and what's going on in the world at large. But when you see life from heaven's perspective at the moment and the speed in which Holy Spirit is bringing us forth as a mature expression of who we are, to be able to effectively reign in life, to really deeply experience him, it's a really privileged time to be on earth. And so what's been happening with me is a couple of weeks ago, I was filming with God TV for season two, down in Plymouth in England, season two of Encountering God. And as I was sitting, preparing my heart, just listening to Jesus, beginning to look at some of the revelation that we put together as show notes to be content for each episode, two things happened. The first thing is I began to experience this massive amount of warfare that was coming in from the media gate, which I'm very familiar with, having been involved with media for over 20 years. I'm familiar with the warfare that can come from it, as I'm sure many of you are. And at the same time as feeling this intense warfare, I suddenly felt the presence of Jesus walk in the room. Wow, there's his presence. Wow. Wow, you are going to so experience him today. Wow. So, wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing right now, for this beautiful, fresh experience with you that we're each going to have today. So Jesus stood behind me. He put his right hand on my shoulder and he began to infuse into me, or activate within me, this faith that was beyond the capacity to believe, which in itself is the supernatural grace of Jesus, right? Which is profound in itself and life transforming, as we all know. This was beyond that. This was a faith that was just a knowing coming from our ability to really, in the core of our being, know who we are as new creation people who carry the Spirit of God inside of us now, literal royalty walking in the earth, which is who we actually are. But we zone in and out of that awareness, don't we, depending on what's going on in our lives. And I knew that Jesus was igniting inside of me a different level of, like I said, capacity to just know who we are, know whose we are, know the authority that we have, believe the truth, see the world from his perspective, see everybody from his perspective, totally believe as a matter of fact his faithfulness to bring forth his promises to become our experience. So it was profound. And he stood there for approximately 2 hours. It was the most beautiful, holy experience. So I knew that he was changing me. And therefore, because of my walk with him, this was a gift that was being released into the body of Christ. And it was also what he was infusing and then therefore going to release through me into the content of each of the shows that we recorded, which he then subsequently did. And so I sat there with him pouring into me. And then I began to experience him. It was like being realigned on the inside. Like, I can use the phrase heart brain coherence, when everything internally, what you think and what you feel, and then therefore what you express through your life, your behavior, your speech, who you show up as in the world, synchronizes to become harmonious. It was like that with my interior life and God. So I became coherent, completely synchronized with the mind of God and the heart of God, so that the expression of my heart, my desire, and my life became a reflection of him. And again, I knew that this was a shift that he was doing in all of us, in the body of Christ experience. And so as I did that, how it played out inside of me was that my heart began to become increasingly consumed with the passion, the absolute, like, aching passion to live compelled by his love, to only reveal him as the expression of my life. So it would be his love in every moment, in every interaction, in everything I say and everything I do, whether it's, you know, doing our Live Your Best Life podcast, whether it's doing Encountering God, whether it's doing our IMC, whether it's speaking at conferences, whether it's interacting with my family and my friends and the people in the shops locally, every external facing expression of my life would be the motivation of my heart being to express him, and therefore him flowing through me. Now we have that desire, but this was beyond anything I'd known before. It was like he was going deep into every part of me, gathering up all the different places within me. You know how we can, like, show up in different relationships in our lives and different settings in our lives, like how we feel and react around our responsibility to manage our money in life, pay the bills in life, interact with our in-laws or our family members or kids or husbands or wives. You know, professionally, it's us, and we're not divided, but we definitely are different a little bit in how we will show up in different aspects of our life. So there's parts of us that don't believe him fully, are not resting in believing that he will resolve that, he's carrying that, he's got my back in that, he'll be the expression of my life in that. You know, and so he was just gathering up, really showing me on the inside where I was, like touching me and releasing light and just gathering up and helping me to gather up every part of me into this, like I said, into this coherent place. So I just became one with him. And I went deeper and deeper and deeper into this, to the point where there was just nothing left in me other than, with all of my being, with every part of my heart, I am an expression of your love, Jesus. I want to be a window into this world through which you can move through, a portal, and to be fully the tangible presence that comes through my life, the expression of my life, to be motivated in seeing every person, every situation through your heart, feeling from within your heart, seeing from within your heart. And I was going sinking deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And then suddenly it was like my internal being. So hear this for yourself. My internal being clicked. And when I clicked, it's like completely sitting down in this awareness, completely into this incredible stillness and purity. And as I did, the whole spirit realm, which had prior to this, or during this as well, this experience with Jesus was raging because we were about to create content that glorifies Jesus for the media gate. As this happened, the whole spirit realm went silent and I felt the shift. Now, like I said, I've been around this gate in different ways in Hollywood and with God TV and all sorts of different expressions in media for years. And I have seen hundreds of casualties of war at this gate in the body of Christ over the years. And I have had many rounds and battles with this myself. And it stopped. It stopped completely. And I knew in that moment from the Spirit of God, the victory that Jesus achieved at Golgotha is the victory that he's now established in the earth. Now there's many of us all over the world engaged in this gate, praying for this gate, have been for a long time. But I felt the shift happen. And not just that, but this place of utter yieldedness, utter pure desire for Jesus to be the entire expression of our life. That shift came. So like I said, every external expression, every interaction, every area we have influence in our life, every relationship we touch, we have influence in, right? Everything was the warfare coming against it stopped. And I could feel it. I felt the victory for the bride. I felt us moving into position to be at a completely different level, impactful, victorious, pure, authentic. And I felt that for ministry as well, that, you know, at the end of the day, pure ministry really is Jesus continuing his ministry right through us. And ministry is that, whether we're in traditional ministry, in a fivefold ministry, whether we're in missionary work, whether it's our families we're serving or whether our communities or one person, it doesn't matter. What matters, there's no hierarchical difference, whether it's millions we touch or one life. If Jesus is touching that life through us, that region through us, that's ministry, because he is getting expression through our life. And I felt the war against that stop. And I understood that the principalities, even, that we see trying to retain governmental control and influence in our world will disintegrate as we move more and more completely into this way of living, where the pure intention and entire intention, and Holy Spirit will get us all there as we say yes to him, that the intention of our heart is that he would be the expression through our life. So I want us to respond to this because I really feel it. I feel this is a holy moment. It's a holy invitation. I was talking to one of my other friends who's an international prophet this morning. He's been on a very similar journey in his own experiences. Jesus is bringing him back to this place. It's literally Holy Spirit is the expression of our life. We yield. He displays his glory. He heals the sick and raises the dead and cleanses the lepers and casts out the demonic and disintegrates the control of the principalities that he dealt with, right? As Jesus went to the cross, that was resolved permanently for all time. And we are now awakening again to a whole new level because of what he's doing in us, to be able to partner with him. He's getting his dream, right? This is the partnership, one heart, one mind, fully synchronized with the heart and mind of God, us and him through our union. then the fruitfulness begins to stream from our life, which is the nature of Jesus. That's fruitfulness, right? It's the love and joy and peace that he is pouring out of us. And it's so less complicated to live this way because you're no longer prioritizing the wrong things. You're no longer preoccupied with what other people think of you, or, you know, how fear of man can creep around our lives. Will I be rejected if I do this? What do they think of me? All this stuff, you know, that's common to all of us in different ways at different times. Fear of man, fear of financial lack or loss or consequences or pain if I behave this, that, or the other way. What consumes us and what consumed me in that moment and has remained since then at this deeper level still is, how do you want to express through me in this moment, Jesus? How do you feel about this one in front of me? Like, different level of freedom from defining people by how they're currently presenting before me, which might be problematic. Really being able to give people supernatural honor, valuing people as he values them. It's the most beautiful, liberating way to live for ourselves and others. And then just changing the atmosphere wherever we go, because he does through us, as we just are living in this sweet internal place. It's the core value of our life now is, Jesus, express your love through me. Express who you are through me. So I want to take us into that. Help us to just respond. I mean, I'm sure you will be anyway. And just read a few scriptures to you that are, I'm reading them really as power into your spirit. I mean, this is the truth. It's all, these are scriptures that are around this whole experience that I've been walking in. But as I've been meditating on these, they've just been like anchoring in this experience even more deeply. It's like the scripture confirming the reality of what's just happened to me. So just listen to this with your spirit as strength. I've written a few out from Romans 8, a few different verses, but I'll just read it as a flow. And then I'm reading Ephesians 5:8 and Ephesians 6:10. The word of God, this is reading from the Passion Translation of the Bible. The word says, the mindset controlled by the spirit finds life and peace. When the spirit of Christ empowers your life, you are not dominated by the flesh, but by the spirit. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And since we are his true children, we qualify to share all his treasures. I get this verse. For we indeed are heirs of God himself. Isn't that profound? So he's saying his desire is that we would be controlled by the Spirit of God, because where the Spirit of God is Lord, there, like the other scriptures say, there is freedom. When we relinquish our life, our independence of him, and yield into him and meld into him, we experience divine nature. We'd experience the one who is perfection, immersing us and flowing through us, right? And there is no more liberating experience than that, because he is love and he's perfection. And then we become touched and transformed and an agent of transformation, right, to everybody around us. So we don't lose our autonomy, we become complete. And then, like it says there, we are heirs of God himself. I mean, honestly, just meditate on that verse for a week or two. We are heirs of God himself, meaning he's come to live in you and me. And he's tuning us in increasingly now and at an accelerated pace to living from this place of awareness and experience authentically. So the scripture then goes on to say, and since we are joined to Christ, we are also inheritors of all that he is and all that he has. You have inherited God, right? I have inherited God, all that he is. Wow. I feel his presence. He really wants you to hear that. You have inherited him. That's how much he loves us, right? He's given himself to us. He's entrusted himself to us. And therefore, all that he is and all that he has become ours. And as we simply desire that he would be the expression through our life, and we learn but and are graced to just let go and sink in on the inside and live in this one core value, our entire life changes and we begin to increasingly experience this reality. And I believe beyond what we've known, I absolutely believe we are going to see such a profound, pure stream of revelation of the experience of God. Like I said earlier, of Jesus himself extending his ministry, continuing his ministry, the expression of him, the expression of the Godhead through us, through our partnership. Like Jesus came to reveal the Father. And when he walked on earth, he was showing us as the firstborn among us who he is. Now we reveal him. We reveal the Father. We reveal Holy Spirit as they pour out through us, as we desire that. So we've effectively, and that was the other thing that really impacted me, we've effectively come in agreement with the dream of God's heart. This is the pure center of the partnership. Is that amazing? Our reason for being on earth, right? To extend the kingdom, to extend Eden, restore that which was lost because of the power of the blood we've been brought into the partnership. Just amazing. This is our destiny. And we have all different expressions of that and different wineskins that our jobs and our families and how our lives look. But in it all, that's at the center of everything. That's who we are. So something that looks very menial can become of eternal value and utterly splendid in the eyes of God as it becomes a dedicated container through which God expresses his life. So another scripture. Now you have the very light of our Lord shining through you because of your union with him. And then last one for now, Ephesians 6:10. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power flowing in and through you. This is his life design for us, right? This is his intention. And he's going to continue to bring us into the fullness of this experience of life, because he is coming back for a bride without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, who is living in the fullness of identity, intimacy, partnership, purity, our heart being the mirror image of his heart. One, like I said, one mind, right? One heart. And he's doing it. And this was a profound shift forward in my experience. So what I want us to do is just like he did with me, I invite you to just gather up all the different parts of your heart. There's an amazing scripture in Proverbs that I've been sitting in, Proverbs 3:7, I think it is. And it says, wisdom comes when we adore him with undivided devotion, or in other translations, an undivided heart. So I encourage you to do that right now. Just like a parent to a child, let your spirit, like David said, you know, we can settle our soul down. We can quiet our soul when our soul's having a freak out with life and overwhelmed with stress and pressure. We can spend a moment, just come back into the awareness that you're a spirit being who has a soul, who lives in a body, who's on earth to reveal God, to know him and enjoy him and reveal him. So as you do that and you center back right now, so just do this, just become aware of yourself, watching yourself having an emotional response to life. you become aware of your soul and gather up every different part of your heart, the areas in your life where you're not quite trusting him. And just bring everything back to him and just give it all to him. So Jesus, we thank you for what you're doing, this profound invitation to go to this next level of experience in you. Thank you, Jesus, from this place we will truly move into the most exquisite level of intimacy with you and pure expression of who we are as ones that now reveal you. Just like you reveal the Father, we thank you for what you're doing, Jesus, and that through us, you as the one who is government will flow through our lives, and we will see that which you defeated that's currently ruling in the earth, disempowered and collapsing and becoming irrelevant as your kingdom increasingly comes on earth through us. So we give you every part of our hearts. We give you full permission right now to just come in and pour your peace through us. Fill us. We want to be filled with your love, and we give you every part of us. Say, Jesus, we do desire to be motivated by your love in every interaction, in every expression of our life, in every situation, that it would be you. We would be compelled by your love. We would be expressions of you. We would be doorways through which the world interacts with you, sees you with skin on again. Whew, holy, 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 holy. So just let go now of any pressure that's coming up in you, any area that you know, yeah, that part of me is a bit scattered. It's not consistent with this, even this desire. I've got too much pressure. This is overwhelming, what I'm dealing with. He knows. He knows, and as you do this and dare to trust him and let him be Lord, you'll see that situation touched and transformed by his presence. Because the God of the impossible, the one who loves you and has made all that he is and has available to you, you're engaging with right now, and he will bathe you and saturate you with himself and then flow out through you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for the miracles right now. Thank you for the encounters with you. Come and consume us, Jesus. We give you full permission to take full possession of every part of us, every part of us. We thank you, Jesus, that we are children of light. We are now the light of the world. We thank you for your power displayed through us. Thank you, Jesus. Your love and your compassion and your heart. Every gift we have, every challenge we face, let it all be infused with you. Holy. Wow. Amen. Just stay with him if you can. Let this be so deep and so real and so complete for you. This is really, seriously, a life change, I believe, in the body of Christ for all of us that he is speaking to this way. We're not going back to what we've known. This is very much a new day. So stay with him if you can. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Amen. And I will see you next week. God bless.
Jesus said to me, if I would create a space for him, he would come. And he has. We now have people from all over the world as part of what has now become known as the International Mentoring Community, gathering together at his feet every week, and he is moving powerfully. And I want to invite you to come on this amazing journey together with us. Come and join the IMC.